to talk about creating the reality that we want and how we can begin this process with one very simple, seemingly minor step, but very powerful step, and that is shifting the focus of our attention towards our internal environment. So in the West, we've got a very interesting model that we've worked with for hundreds of years, and that is the one whereby we focus our attention on external sources of provision. So our resources being provided by external sources, whether that be finances, joy, love, light, fulfillment, whatever it is, whatever the case may be, we have this model that looks at us being able to enjoy these very important resources, but they are fueled or provided by external sources. And today I'd like to turn that model on its head and look at the idea of that, in fact, being an internally generated, those all being internally generated resources. So if you look at the model in the West, there's this understanding that we need to do something in order to get something, in which case we will feel something. So if I do this, I will achieve this, and then I will feel that sense of satisfaction, joy, pride, whatever the case may be. And I want to look at us turning that model on its head and saying, I want to feel this, and therefore I will do in accordance with that, and ironically, I will get what's lined up with that. So when I talk about what's lined up, I'm talking about energy frequencies. So as energy beings, as beings of powerful electromagnetic energy, okay, and that is what we vibrate with at our core. If everything that we do, if we're just placing our thoughts and the feelings associated with those thoughts, creates a vibrational frequency. We are constantly attracting like vibrational frequencies. That's the law of the universe, that like attracts like. So putting out a certain vibrational frequency is attracting a like vibrational frequency to us, and that is our reality. So quite simply put, if we don't like the reality, we need to change the vibrational frequency that has created that. Okay? And something that's very important to bear in mind is that nothing creates a stronger vibrational reality than feelings. Feelings are our most powerful source of, they create the most powerful vibrational frequency. So that's where the understanding comes from when we say that the universe responds to our feelings. And this is why there's a lot of misunderstanding about the idea of vision boards and mantras or affirmations. You can have all of these things, and they're very powerful tools, as long as the feelings that you have when you consider them line up with them. So if I'm looking at a vision board and actually what I'm feeling is inadequacy, failure, a sense of frustration that things aren't happening fast enough, etc., 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 those are the realities that I'm actually drawing to me. Constant failure, constant frustration. It's like a reinforcement of exactly what I'm feeling. Okay, so there is this sense of creating the internal environment that you want more of right now. And nothing creates that internal environment that you want more powerfully than a sense of appreciation for what you already have. So appreciating, being thankful, celebrating what you already have, loving what you already have, ironically lines you up with exactly what you want more of. Okay, so it's looking at things you really do have now. Beautiful sunshine on a winter's South African day, South African winter's day. Your health, smiling faces at the supermarket, whatever the case may be, it's looking at what you already have right now in your reality and expressing true, authentic appreciation for them that connects you with a feeling of fulfillment and sort of like blessing, really. It's this feeling of being blessed, and that lines you up with what you want more of. So shift your internal reality. Seek out opportunities to feel good, to feel appreciation, to feel thankful, to feel so incredibly blessed. Actively seek those out at every opportunity. But I would suggest starting your day with just a mindful awareness of your internal environment. So just a few minutes every day, meditation, some good yogic breath work, prayer, just sort of time where you are still. So a time of stillness where you just focus your attention on your internal environment. You get an understanding of what you are placing your thoughts and your attention on, how these are feeling when you consider them. And you just bring your body back to a state of stillness with some good regular and deep breath work. Okay, so the breath work is really important just to sort of slow things down and bring your body back into a state of rhythm. And at that point, you can start looking for things that you appreciate the most, things you have right now. And that automatically, it's an instant reboot, it's an instant shift in terms of how your body feels inside your vibrational frequency. So it's shifting your vibrational frequency towards that which you want more of. And that is the first step in creating the reality that you want. And we can explore this further next time.